Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the December 15th, 2022 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. The time is 11:35. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Thank you. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Members of the public can visit the RA Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken this morning. Carol Ventura, Trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing, will preside at today's meeting. Trustees, RA Housing commissioners, and staff, please state your name each and every time prior to speaking. And with that, I will return to Carol Ventura to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Corey. I will now conduct a roll call of the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Board of Commissioners in attendance. Trustee Thorson.
Here.
Trustee LaChapelle.
Here.
Commissioner Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Thank you. Let's move on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on October 20th, 2022. May I have a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Second?
I second.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Corey, please conduct the vote.
Yes, this is Corey speaking. Trustees, if you're in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on October 20th, 2022, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number two on the agenda is approval of fund transfer for the First Gen Home RI program. Peter Pagonis, Director of Homeownership, will present this action.
Thank you, Carol. This RFA is for the transfer of $1 million from the Affordable Housing Trust to Rhode Island Housing for the purposes of funding, continued funding of our First Gen Home RI down payment assistance pilot program. We launched this program in 2022 for first-time home buyers who did not have a history of home ownership in their families. It's been extremely successful. As of today, we've closed on 32 forgivable loans. Each loan is in the amount of $25,000, and it really helps first-time home buyers who did not have the advantage of having a frame of reference of home ownership growing up and being raised in their community, the chance to enjoy the myriad of benefits associated with home ownership. We are just about complete with fully allocating the first round, which was for 40 forgivable loans. Like I said, we've had 32 closed. We have another 3 that are fairly close to closing, and the 40 will be great to refill the coffers for calendar year 2023. In addition to the other criteria I set forth, it is also a prerequisite to participation in the program that the applicants live in one of 7 geographic areas, municipalities, if you will, that we have designated as low legacy areas that have higher than state averages in terms of unemployment and create other challenges in other locations around the state that don't have. So we look forward to continuing marketing and providing the program next calendar year. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. May I have a motion to approve action item number 2, approval of fund transfer for the First Gen Home RI program?
Approve. Kara will second.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
I have a couple of questions, Peter. I know that we have the communities that are noted here, and you're right up, being Newport, Pawtucket, Providence, Warwick, and Saucon, Central Falls, East Providence, so on. Has there been any thought or consideration to expanding that? And by that, what I mean is, I live in Cumberland, and one of the reasons I like living in Cumberland is you can get, you know, you have access to housing on the very low end of the scale as well as the very high end of the scale. So we have a good economic diversity. It's not very racially diverse, but it's economically diverse. And but there are parts of town where clearly there are pockets of people who haven't had the same opportunities as somebody like I have had, and I would like to see them be able to access these kinds of funds without having to live in these other cities.
It's a great question. What our policy team worked on identifying these communities, they understood that we had a limited number of dollars, only 40 transactions. So we really asked them to provide a finite close, a fairly limited geographic area. I think all things being equal, if funding were to expand in the future and we were to grow the pot of dollars available, we would certainly look to other communities.
I think that is a good point. And to Peter's point that there are limited resources, we are so fortunate to have $30 million to provide grants to exactly those folks living in your community. The grants are $17,500, a little bit less than what we're offering under the first gen. It's a statewide program, and I'm hoping that it's going to help more people, Jim, get into housing.
Great. Thank you.
And I will add that another bright spot of this program that sort of falls under the radar is that we've seen participation from homeowners who live in towns who generally don't do a lot of Rhode Island housing business. So that's very encouraging.
Great. Thank you.
Any other?
Just a clarifying question. So do those who are taking part in this program, do they have to currently live in these areas, or they have to get a loan to buy a house in those areas?
No, so it's we get that question often, Kevin. So it's where they presently live.
Okay, got it.
Not where
they live. Okay, good. And given the rise in home prices, I know we're not allocating any more than $1 million to the program. We want to get it out to as many people as possible. But given a large rise in home prices, have you thought about maybe upping the amount of down payment assistance?
Yeah, and then there's always the, you know, when we do that, we serve fewer, right? So it's a balance all the time. We continually, and I give credit to Peter and Carol, they continually monitor the market to see what's happening. And if we suspect that the purchase price is going to be a huge impediment, we'll come back and ask for an increase in that amount of $25,000.
That's what we just discussed. Maybe the average or median loan was about $317,000.
So yes.
This is like, what, 7%, 8% or something? It's not even hitting the 10% mark.
Right, but that's a good number in that it gives them the 3 or 3.5% necessary for conventional or FHA financing. It also gets them into a much more attractive PMI bucket.
Okay, so that really
so
helps drive overall
exactly.
Cost down. Okay.
So the 25 really gets them in a pretty good place to start, even in this
right now.
Escalating.
They have to take on more debt today, but they're okay.
May I ask a question? These borrowers are also eligible for other first-time home buyers, like they could still get a tax credit or.
Exactly.
There could be more that gets stacked on top of this that gets closer to.
Not from Rhode Island Housing, from other community grants, absolutely, they would be eligible. In terms of your questions regarding the first home's tax credit, so if their first mortgage was funded with an MRB sourced FHA, government insured mortgage, mm-hmm. they would not be eligible.
Okay.
Just due to the nature of the funds. But if it was a conventional or non-taxable government insured loan, they would be eligible for the MCC.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. I have a motion to approve and a second. Corey, can you please conduct the vote?
Yes. Corey speaking. Trustees, if you're in favor of approving the fund transfer for First Gen Home RI program as presented, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote. Thank you.
And we have no further business for the trustees, so may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. I have a second. Corey, please conduct.
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura, and the time is 11:44. The meeting of the Affordable